and welcome back to Unleash Your Metabolic Power, Use Science to Conquer Weight. If you think you've heard it all when it comes to weight loss, prepare to be surprised. Are you constantly battling calories, thinking of them as your number one foe? Well, hold on to your seat, because today we're turning that idea on its head and diving deep into why calories are not your enemy. And what is? I'm Patty Pelko, your guide on this science-backed journey towards unlocking your body's potential. I am so excited about today's episode because it addresses the crux of why so many people struggle with their weight. And let me clear the air. No, it's not because you lack willpower or that you're addicted to pleasure or even because of your genetics. We're peeling back the layers of misinformation and revealing a truth that will genuinely surprise you. Today, we're challenging a widely held misconception and focusing on why calories, yes, calories, are actually not your enemy. How does that revelation make you feel? Intrigued? Maybe a bit confused? Or perhaps relieved? Well, grab a cup of your favorite healthy beverage because we're about to unpack this together. Why do I argue that calories aren't the enemy? Let's look at the data. Despite decades of calorie counting diets, obesity rates have gone up, not down. Think about that. Over half a century of cutting calories, yet we're seeing more obesity, not less. So calorie cutting alone isn't the solution to weight gain. In fact, it might even be counterproductive. Let's look at calories from a different perspective and take a moment to celebrate them. Yes, you heard that right. Have you ever heard of the expensive tissue hypothesis? Don't sweat the fancy term. In simple words, it says our big brains needed calories to grow and function. Calories let us do everything that makes us uniquely human, like telling stories, making art, and solving problems. Getting a good supply is essential. What happens when you cut calories? Do you feel worn out? That's exactly how my client Kelly felt before she connected with me. She was constantly tired, irritable, and struggled to focus. But once she shifted her mindset about calories, seeing them not as the enemy, but as essential energy, she didn't just shed pounds, she felt free. Remember, calories aren't just numbers on a nutrition label. They're the fuel your brain and body need to operate at peak performance. So if calories aren't the culprit, what's the real issue? Hang tight, because I've got three eye-opening stories backed by science that will clear up this mystery for you. I'm going to start at a really unexpected place. Have you ever craved a specific dish, say a slice of cheesecake from the Cheesecake Factory or In-N-Out's burgers and fries? Only to find it wasn't as good as you imagined. This disconnect happens because eating involves two different systems, wanting and liking. The wanting system is your survival radar. It drives you to seek out food, to literally keep you alive. Think of it as your internal GPS that shouts eat or else. And then there's the liking system. This one's a bit more nuanced. It's not just about staying alive. It's about making life enjoyable and nutritionally balanced. Picture this. You're an omnivore. You can eat both plants and meat. No single food gives you everything you need. So how do you know what to eat? That's where liking comes in. Ever wonder why foods taste good or bad? That's your liking system at work, giving you sensory clues about a food's nutritional value. When something tastes good, sweet, salty, savory, your body senses it meets a need and you like it, encouraging you to keep eating. In essence, wanting makes sure you eat, while liking helps you enjoy it and guide you towards a balanced diet. So the next time your cheesecake falls short of expectations, just remember, wanting got you to the table, but liking decides if you'll come back for seconds. So let's go on to the second part of the story. And at this point, I'm probably going to butcher this man's name. And for that, I sincerely apologize. But I really want to tell you about him because he did a super interesting experiment. He's a scientist named Ivan de Araujo at Mount Sinai School of Medicine. He wanted to know how much wanting and liking affect eating. He conducted an experiment with mice. Now, mice love sugar so much that they perform a literal happy dance when they eat it. They lick their cute little paws and they stick out their tongues whenever they get a taste. But de Araujo completely took away their ability to taste sugar. Guess what? They still chose sugar water over plain water, even though they couldn't taste the sugar, which proves eating's not just about taste. It's about calories. The wanting part of their brain was on fire. However, they didn't look satisfied. No happy dance. The liking circuit in their brain stayed quiet. Fascinating, right? But what about us humans? Okay, now we're going on to the third part of the story. Enter Dana Small, a brilliant researcher at Yale. She gave people five drinks that all tasted equally sweet, but had different calorie counts. If it was all about calories, they would choose the drink with the most calories, right? Wrong! People preferred the drink where the sweetness exactly matched the number of calories. Let me explain. Our brains are brilliant at predicting the calories in food based on its taste. When there's a mismatch between what we're tasting and how many calories we eat, say when we eat a zero-calorie sweetener that tastes like sugar, our bodies get confused. This phenomenon is called nutritive mismatch, and it actually messes with our metabolism. That's right, a mismatch between what we taste and what we're actually consuming can lead to elevated blood sugar levels, pre-diabetes, and metabolic issues. And when that happens, our brains shift into overdrive on the wanting circuit. It wants what's missing, which makes us crave familiar foods like carbs. So it turns out that not only do our brains want and like different aspects of food, but they're also smart enough to get tripped up if what we eat doesn't align with what we taste. Mind-blowing, isn't it? So what's causing all this nutritive mismatch? It boils down to what we're adding to our foods: artificial sweeteners, engineered fats, and other modern additives. These disrupt the harmony between what we taste and the nutrients we actually get. It's like our food is telling us a nutritional white lie. And these lies are what's changed since the 1960s, when obesity rates started going up. It isn't us or our genes. It's our food landscape packed with additives. But here's the silver lining. This is a cycle you can break, and here's how. Let's start by taking a deep breath and visualize two different paths ahead of you. On one path, you're in a maze, feeling lost in a forest of contradictory diet tips and empty promises. You're counting calories but have no clue how cutting them is affecting your body in the long term. You feel sluggish. You've got those persistent few pounds that never seem to go away. And you're demotivated because you think it's your fault. You feel like you're in a constant battle with your body. And frankly, it's draining. Now, close your eyes and picture a second path. On this road, you're informed. You're armed with science-backed insights into how calories, wanting, liking, and your metabolism are all intertwined. You're eating foods that not only quench your cravings, but also turbocharge your metabolism. You feel energized, confident, and best of all, happy with yourself. Your clothes fit just the way you want them to. You see yourself in the mirror and you're happy with your toned arms, legs, and stomach. What sets these two worlds apart? Knowledge, choice, and empowerment. Today, we're diving deep into the knowledge part so you can confidently make choices that empower you to be the master of your body and your life. Now, hey, if you're thinking, I can't trust food anymore because all the artificial additives in food are confusing your eating circuits and metabolism, well, stop right there. The real power comes from being an informed eater. That's right. You've got the reins and they lead straight to better health. And don't go cutting a bunch of foods out because deprivation only leads to cravings and all or nothing thinking where you end up with, frankly, nothing. What you need to do is start by adding more whole foods to your plate. Now, if that's resonating with you, hit pause right now and head over to my website at www.metabolismreset.co and download my simple blueprint on how to add foods to lose weight. It's specifically designed for busy women like you. Check the show notes for the link. No, really, go do it. I'll wait. And for those of you who've already downloaded the guide, keep an eye on your inbox. I've got a valuable next step guide coming your way soon. If you haven't downloaded the blueprint yet, here's your chance. Go to www.metabolismreset.co and get started so that you don't miss out on the magic that's coming next. Let's make this the year you finally hit and maintain your goal weight. Take that first step. I absolutely know that you can achieve that version of you that you're striving towards. Thanks so much for tuning in to Unleash Your Metabolic Power, Use Science to Conquer Weight. My mission here is simple, to empower you with science-backed knowledge so you can make educated choices about your health. I'm fully committed to helping women like you unlock lasting weight loss and live a life bursting with energy, confidence, and joy. The power to transform your health is in your hands, and I'm here to guide you every step of the way. Until we meet again, remember, calories aren't your enemy. Misinformation is. I've given you the first piece of the puzzle. There's more to come in future episodes because there are still more pieces to that puzzle of lasting weight loss when you're over 45. I can't wait to share more with you next time. Until then, stay empowered, stay informed, and as always, stay fabulous. Bye.